Galaxy evolution through infrared and submillimeter spectroscopy, measuring star formation and black hole accretion with JWST and ALMA, by Sabrina Mordini et al. REST frame mid to far infrared spectroscopy is a powerful tool to study how galaxies formed and evolved, because a major part of their evolution occurs in heavily dust enshrouded environments, especially at the so-called cosmic noon. Using the calibrations of IR lines, we predict the expected fluxes of lines and features, with the aim to measure the star formation rate and the black hole accretion rate in intermediate to high redshift galaxies. The launch of the James Webb Space Telescope will allow us a deep investigation of both the SF and the BAR obscured processes as a function of cosmic time. We assess the spectral lines and features that can be detected by JWST MIRI in galaxies and active galactic nuclei up to redshift Z equals 3. We confirm the fine structure lines of MGIV 4.49 and RVI 4.53 as good BAR rate traces for the 13 with the Atacama Large Millimeter Array. We confirm that the CII 158 line is a good tracer of the SF rate and can in most cases 0.93. We conclude, however, that the current and foreseen facilities will not be able to cover properly the peak of the obscured SF and BAR activities at the cosmic noon of galaxy evolution, and a new IR space telescope, actively cooled to obtain very good sensitivities, covering the full IR spectral range from about 10 to 300 will be needed. This was Galaxy Evolution through Infrared and Submillimeter Spectroscopy, Measuring Star Formation and Black Hole Accretion with JWST and ALMA, by Sabrina Mordini et al.